Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is October 5th. I'm Lark Swanson, and today is October 4th, and we are in Omaha, Nebraska, 2020, and we're recording my dad, Donald Erisman, and we're going to have several different questions we'll ask him regarding his family history. So let's go ahead and get started. First, why don't you let me know, where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? I grew up in Nebraska.
Okay, and what town was that?
Grew up in Beamer, Nebraska.
Okay, and what would you say your childhood was like?
Well, my childhood was a very nice childhood. I had very nice parents that looked after me, and they put me into a Christian home.
Okay, okay. And what were the name of your parents?
Beamer, Nebraska.
Oh, you grew up in Beamer. Okay, and
right.
What was the name of your parents?
Father Erisman and Anna Erisman.
And Anna Erisman, William?
William Erisman.
Okay.
And,
did you have any favorite relatives?
Well, yes, I had Grandpa and Grandma that were from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they were very good relatives, yeah.
That was your mother's
that
mother?
That was my mother's family.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get together with them quite a bit?
Quite a bit, you know. We went down to, it was a nice trip for us to go down to Oklahoma to visit them, you know, as they got older.
Okay.
Yeah. We went down quite a bit when I was a kid, you know. Maybe every 5 years or something like
okay,
that. Something
okay.
Like that, yeah.
And what would you say your parents were like? What did your dad do? And
well, we were in the farming business. Most of my parents' life was involved in farm work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Crop farming and
yeah. Crop farming and dairy farming. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And how many cattle did you guys, did you milk by hand or did you milk?
Well, we started out milking by hand, but after we developed our herd and got a bigger herd, then hand milking was not possible. It was possible, but it was kind of time consuming.
Okay.
And so we did get milking equipment that eased it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And how many cows did you milk when you...
Oh, we started out, we kept adding on. Eventually, we got up to about 400 to 500 head of milking animals.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you some questions about your childhood, growing up. You told me about your parents, and it sounds like you had a really good relationship with your parents. Did you ever get in trouble?
I suppose most children do get into trouble eventually sometime in their life, but I tried to stay out of as much trouble as I could because, you know, the consequences was not so good sometimes.
Oh, can you think of something that you did that got you in trouble, if you feel comfortable sharing that, something?
Okay, yeah. Well, sometimes I might... I was supposed to do certain chores, you know. Maybe I had to feed the calves, maybe I had to feed the hogs or something
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
that. And sometimes I forgot to do it, and then I got to take away some of my, maybe I wouldn't get an ice cream when we went to town or something like that. We're going to take away so you remember
okay.
everything.
Okay. And I've heard that I think I'd heard a story one time where you went and you smoked. Was it you smoked in the hay barn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well.
Yeah. Tell me that story.
I'll have to tell you this story.
Okay, I'd love to hear it.
Our neighbor lived on a farm about 2 miles away from where we lived, and they had a child, a little older than I was, and we went to school together then, at country school. Mm-hmm. And then one day, when there wasn't school, he come down and he brought some of his dad's cigarettes along. And he said, let's try one of these cigarettes mm-hmm. once. So Damas, we went up on the hay barn and sat up there smoking cigarettes, you know, close into the hay and all that. And Father seen the smoke coming out from there. And he came running out there and sent the neighbor kid home. And he said, you had more sense than go out there and set up in the hay barn and smoke cigarettes. And he says, I'm going to punish you for that. And I said, what's the punishment? He said, see that tree over there? He said, cut a branch out of that, and I'm going to switch you with that branch.
Oh.
And he gave me a good switching then.
How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I was probably in I probably was in the fourth grade or
okay.
something like
okay.
that. Fifth grade, maybe a little more than that, maybe, yeah. So that was quite an experience.
That sounds like it. Oh. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy, or were you more serious minded?
Well, I guess you're never really happy as a child, you know, because a lot depends on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought I had a very good childhood, you know, and my parents were very good parents, you know. Mm-hmm. They looked after me very well, and
you probably always knew you were loved.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say is your best memory of childhood?
The best memories of childhood, I suppose, when we went on vacations, you know, mm-hmm. when we went down to Oklahoma to visit relatives down there.
Okay.
Or some of my childhood favorites at church, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We used to get together on Sunday afternoons, you know, and the parents would come for dinner, and then the kids had run around out on the farm, you know, and mm-hmm. goofed around.
You were in first grade.
What's that?
You were in first grade in Oklahoma. You miss.
Oh, yeah. Memory that was maybe a sad memory for you when you were.
Well, I suppose when some of my people died, you know, uh-huh. that I knew, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
My
parents, my mother's parents in Oklahoma, you know, they were up in age.
Right,
then
right.
Then they would go down to the funeral, but
okay.
it was always kind of a traumatic experience.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. Sure, especially when you're little.
Yeah.
Did you have a nickname when you were little?
Not really,
no.
Yeah. They gave me some not stupid names, but I think some of my school friends had nicknames, mm-hmm. for me, and I can't remember what they were. Instead of Donald, they called me Donnie.
In fact, I heard somebody call you that even as an adult.
Right.
I did know that one.
And still some people call me Gene. He always called me Donnie, Gene Erzman.
That's funny.
And then some of the other people pick up on it.
Who were your best friends when you were in your elementary school age or high school?
Well, I always tried to have some friends that were maybe a little older than mm-hmm. I was, you mm-hmm. know. But I had a neighbor, he was a little older than I was, and we used to get together all the time, and would walk, if the weather was nice, would walk to school together.
Okay.
And it was probably about a 2 mile walk from
where. It's a long walk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And he was a good buddy through grade school and all that. Yeah.
Was he the hay barn kid or the one that smoked in the hay barn with you?
Yeah. No,
was he okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What was, as a child, what would you say was a perfect day for you? What
perfect
would...
day? I suppose a perfect day was to fix a good dinner for mother at noon, and then a good meal again at night, you know.
Okay,
Because I always like to eat.
Okay. What were some of your favorite foods?
My favorite food? Well, during when roastineers were good, that was kind of my favorite food at one time, to eat roastineers.
Just from the garden?
Yeah, straight from the garden.
Okay. Yeah. Did your parents grow a big garden?
Yeah, they had a big garden, yeah, very big
garden. Okay. And when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I really never thought of it too much, you know, mm-hmm. about what I wanted to be. I suppose in my back of my mind, I probably always wanted to be a farmer, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I liked, as a kid, I liked to farm.
Now, in your adult years, what did you do as a living, for a living? What kind of work did you do?
Okay, as I got older,
mm-hmm.
well, basically, I got into the dairy business
mm-hmm.
and in with my father and a brother, and we had a dairy farm, a very successful dairy farm,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we milked probably up to about 100 cows, something
okay.
like that, right?
Okay. Did you like that line of work?
Yeah, I did at the time.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That's a hard work.
Yeah, it is
not
hard work. It's not easy.
Not a lot of time
work.
Off.
Yeah.
And what lessons do you think you learned from that kind of work? I mean, what life lessons and?
Well, I think one thing it taught me, things are not easy, you know. You have to work and make your work, you
mm-hmm,
know,
mm-hmm.
and I always tried to do that. I tried to do everything that worked.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to ask you also about being a parent. I know I was your first child, and when you found out you were going to be a parent, how did you feel?
Well, it kind of amazed me that... first of all, well, I shouldn't say this, but I have to tell you about my mother when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And you know, you never, at that time, you never really told the kids, you know, if your mother was pregnant or something like
that.
That's
right, yeah.
And I always, you know, I would see mother and I'd say, Mother, you're getting fat. You're going to have to quit eating so much. And little things like
mm-hmm.
that, you know. And I didn't realize, you know, she was pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah, go ahead. You can tell. Was there any more about that? Or what when you...
Okay. And then I couldn't figure out... they come to take me to... upstairs to on the farm my father worked for, Grover Sharp,
mm-hmm.
and he lived in one of the Sharp family.
Okay.
And then I was born up on the.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Okay, now what was that?
Oh, do you remember when your brother was born?
Right, yes,
yep.
I remember when he was born, and I was upstairs sleeping, and at first I told Mother, I said, you're getting fat,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to quit eating so much, and then I slept upstairs, and the folks slept downstairs, and then one night... Father woke me up and says, we're going to take you down to the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to stay down there overnight. And I says, I don't want to go down there. I don't know those people that well.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you're going to go. They'll take you to school, and then they will bring you back in the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know, and I walked. And I couldn't figure out what Mother was doing standing there, you know. She was in kind of a pail or something, and a doctor was there. And I said, as we walked by, how Dr. So-and-so doing?
Oh!
And it kind of looked at me like that. Oh. And then I walked on. And then Father picked me up from school then, and he said, I got to tell you something. He says, you got a baby brother. And I said, a baby brother? We don't need another child.
And you were the only child at that time.
I was the only child.
Oh, no.
I said, we don't need another child. And they said, well, you got a baby brother.
Oh, so you weren't really excited about it when you found out. No,
I wasn't very excited about it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, how many years apart were you about?
We were probably 10 years, 8 years.
8 years, 8 years apart. Okay, okay. Yeah, so you probably thought you were going to be an only child for a
Right, yeah. I was the only child.
Right, oh, sure.
Time, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, as you were, I know you later on you became a parent, and did you have any dreams for your children? Anything that any hopes for your kids?
Well, I always hoped that they had good opportunities, you know, and that they would listen to me when I and I said, okay, will you do this or will you do that, you know?
Okay.
And I always tried to.
How has being a parent changed you?
Well, I think it changed me quite a bit, you know, because, you know, it was a different lifestyle.
Yeah, you're not just...
You had somebody to look after and be there for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, that you're responsible for.
It kind of changed my lifestyle, so
mm-hmm. to speak. Okay. Why don't you tell me one favorite story that you have of me as a child?
As a child?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, you was my first child.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I didn't know if I was going to have any more or not,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, okay.
So I had one more.
Do you have any favorite memories of me when I was a kid?
Well, yeah, you was kind of an ordinary little kid.
Okay.
And I thought, well, maybe I'm going to have some trouble with her.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember. I remember one of the ones where I got in trouble for putting clay on the wall. And I looked back and I thought, I don't know why I put clay on the wall, but I did. One of those kind of child type of things. Was it hard for you when your last child left home? Did that?
Well, I think it did. You always want your children to do well, and you're happy when they do well, you
uh-huh.
know. And I always was happy when my children did a good job of growing up, you know.
Okay.
And me and my wife mm-hmm. expected them to be good children.
Yeah. Were you proud of your kids?
Yes, I was very proud of it.
Okay.
And my wife was proud of them too.
Okay.
You know? Yeah,
okay.
Really
okay.
was.
Well, I'm going to ask you also about the mother of your children, and where did you guys meet?
Well, we met. Let's see.
I think she was from Colorado.
She right? was from Colorado, yeah.
Okay.
I met her out when I worked out in Colorado.
Okay.
I got acquainted with her, and then I moved out to Wilmington, Delaware, and then her folks brought her out there later, and I went with her, and we actually talked a little bit about marriage,
mm-hmm.
and then that kind of went by the wayside because I... went out to Delaware,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought her out there,
okay,
and to visit me out there, and then we decided to get married then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you some questions about. Well, we'll get to those in just a minute. I'm going to ask you a little bit about your family history. What is your ethnic background? What nationality?
American.
Yeah. American, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's as good as any. Yeah. That's as good as any. And
what's that?
Are German, French?
German.
Okay, German.
German background.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Both parents were German?
Right.
Okay, okay. Did they speak German? Could they speak any German?
They tried to, you know.
Okay.
They actually spoke, their parents spoke German. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Both parents spoke German, you know.
Okay. Did they ever try to talk German so you didn't understand, or did they ever do that?
A little bit.
Okay, okay.
But they soon got away from even trying to talk German, you know.
Okay, okay. And some of the traditions, did you guys have any family traditions that you did?
Well, I guess some of our conditions were at birthdays, you know.
Okay.
We always celebrated birthdays, you know,
okay.
for people, you
okay.
know. Yeah.
What were your Christmases like?
Well, our Christmas was, of course, as a child, you know, it's always different. You want more and more
and
more. But we always had a very Christian Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church, you know, and mm-hmm. and my parents were very Christian people, you know.
Okay. Okay.
And when you're a child, you know, that don't mean that much,
right.
in a sense,
yep.
mean that much. But as you age, you know, you can see, you know,
right.
what it was like
yeah.
to have parents that were
okay.
Christian people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I know...
Because we always had, you know, we always prayed at the table, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we always went to church, you know.
Where did you go to church?
We went to the Mennonite church there, which was fairly close to where we lived.
Okay,
know?
Okay.
And we went there quite a bit of my early life.
Okay,
know?
Okay. And I know, let's see, you were born, the year you were born was December
14th,
1930. So that was kind of depression time, right?
Right, it was very depression time, you know.
What was life like as a child growing up during the depression?
Well, I guess as a child, you didn't quite realize what it all consisted of, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it stressed out my parents a bit, you
mm-hmm.
know, as I got older, you know,
yeah.
as a, up till, you know, probably till I got into high school, you know, it was a different situation. You just said your parents don't treat you very well.
Oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
They won't let me do this, they won't let
yeah.
me do that.
Did you always have plenty of food? I mean,
always
yeah,
had
plenty of food. Okay.
We never suffered for
mm-hmm.
lack of food.
What kind of food did you eat then during that time? I mean, if money was tight.
Well, basically we ate the food that we grew.
That you grew, okay.
Yeah, most of it. We always had a big garden and we milked cows, you know, so we had this and that,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very self-efficient on,
okay.
on our food, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't have to really buy a lot of food.
Okay, okay. Do you have, probably on the farm, you had chickens and...
Chickens and ducks.
Okay.
And the whole works.
So
know.
Did you eat the chickens and the ducks, too?
Right, yeah. yeah. We had, Mother always had chickens.
Okay.
And then we had eggs, you know, we always got eggs. And then we always had a lot of chicken to eat, you know. And to this day, I don't like chicken that well.
Is it because you had to eat a lot of it?
Right, yeah. Because we had eggs for breakfast, chickens for dinner, you know, and chickens for supper, you know. And I said, when I grow up, I'm never going to eat chicken.
No more chicken again. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what was one of your chores growing up on a farm? What was some of the chores that as a kid that you had to do?
Oh, I always had to... Probably if our cows were down, I had to walk down and get them and bring them up from the pasture, you
okay.
know, so we could milk them. And that was one of my jobs, you know.
Okay.
And then as I grew older, you know, then I helped do some of the farming, yeah.
Okay. You know, like drive the tractor?
Drive the tractor. But then we, instead of tractors, we had horses. We worked horses.
Oh.
We farmed with horses there for quite a while.
You plowed and did the plowing and everything?
Horses. We plowed with horses and did a lot of work with horses.
Wow. Okay.
Up till, in fact, till World War II, you couldn't get any tractors or anything like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the government was involved in the war, and they used a lot of things that you couldn't use.
Okay.
And you couldn't buy sugar. It's one thing, you couldn't buy sugar.
What did you do for baking?
We had bees. Father had beehives, and then he made honey out of the beehives, you know.
Oh, okay. So use that for sweetener and for cooking.
Yeah, we
for
got the
cooking
sweetener
and, okay,
the cooking,
okay.
You know,
so. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you kind of your spiritual background. And you told me a little bit. You told me that you went to the Mennonite Church.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit about your, you obviously believe in God.
Right.
Okay. And can you tell me about have you had any miracles in your life that you could think as a miracle, or things that how God's really worked in your life?
Well, I felt good that I had Christian parents.
Yes.
You know,
And
they taught me how to be a Christian, you know.
Okay,
And I didn't have a choice of not going to church.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
We always went to church on Sunday. Yeah. Unless, you know, it was a bad snowstorm or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And I was very happy that my parents, you know, later in life, you know, it, as you're a kid, you think, oh, what are they dragging me to church all the time, you know?
Okay.
But as life went on, you realized what
the importance
they were
of
doing
that,
for
or you value it. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I was very fortunate to have a Christian background,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you believe in the afterlife?
Yes, I believe in
okay.
the afterlife.
What do you think it would be like? What do you think that would be like?
An afterlife?
Yeah, after death. What do you think that's going to be like?
Well, I think God will provide that for us, you know. I think he will.
Okay.
And I think what you need is you got to accept that, you know.
Okay,
that,
okay.
God is going to look after you,
mm-hmm.
and your parents after life, you know.
Okay. When you meet God, when you go to heaven, what would you like to say to God? That's probably a tough question.
And you know what? Sometimes when you prayed, your prayers were answered, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I always would thank, I thought, you know, if I meet God, I'm probably going to thank for answering some prayers.
That's good. I like,
Yeah,
that's good. Can you think of some particular prayers that you've had answered?
Well, I guess, you know, that I think, you know, that just some of my things in life that happened, you know, that I was happy about, you know.
Well, being almost 90, you've been blessed with longevity
right,
and health. And,
right, yeah.
Yes. What would you say, how would you want to be remembered for your life? You know, if somebody were to say, you know, what...
Well, I would think I would probably, and I tried to be a Christian, you know, most of my life, you know, and maybe I didn't always do the things I should do,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to remember to somebody that led a good life.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What qualities, you know, then this kind of leads to a little different direction, but what qualities would you say you value most in people? What characteristics?
Well, somebody that is not overwhelming.
Okay. Kind of more gentle natured, or
right.
Okay. Just a couple other questions. This is a little side. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. Didn't go to war, but you were during the wartime. Now, I know Mennonites are conscientious objectors, right?
Yes,
okay. So what did you do? Did you do anything instead of that? Or
I actually went and worked at hospitals and did things like that, you know.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Worked in mental hospitals is what
okay.
I did.
Okay, okay. That's hospital. Be hard work. That's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked at the mental hospital. Worked in Colorado Mental Hospital and out east out
okay.
Delaware. I worked out there for 5 years in a mental hospital.
Okay. Do you have any advice for me?
Yeah.
or for your children?
That, well.
That's broad, but.
Okay. I always hoped I would be a decent parent, that my children would look up to me.
I think you've done that.
Yeah.
You've done that. You've
yeah.
accomplished that.
Yeah.
It's, and did you have anything else that you wanted to add? Anything that you'd like to, any particular thing that you wanted to share with us?
Well, not really, but I treasured my family, you know, and very happy that I married a Christian woman.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I got to thank her for a lot of.
Okay. And.
Out of what she's done for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I couldn't ask for a better.
That's good. Let's see. And tell me about your wife. Your wife now.
Okay. She, well, I guess you always get a little upset about some things that are done, you know.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
We get along very well together.
Okay.
And sometimes, well, you're always going to have little arguments.
Oh,
you
know, sure.
Okay, like,
sure.
You dumb guy, shut the door.
Okay,
this,
yeah, there's always,
that,
right,
you know,
right.
There's always something that you can get in an argument about, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe I go to town and don't come home very early or mm-hmm. something like that, or I do something without her.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. There's kind of give and take.
Right,
you learn to give and take on things, exactly.
And I think my wife and I get along pretty decent, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe she has a different idea on it. Maybe we ought to ask her a couple questions.
You know, I think we've covered most everything. You know, most everything that I wanted to cover, unless you had anything else that you wanted to add, but we've interviewed for about a little over 30 minutes,
yeah.
And enjoyed hearing about your childhood and raising children,
yeah.
And you know, later on in life, and
Well, and another thing I can add to that is my children. I tried to be a father, you know, that would respect me,
mm-hmm.
and I always tried to help out my children as much as I
mm-hmm.
could, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'd yell at them a little bit, you know, and do this and do that, but
not too much.
I did treasure my children,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah.
You know? And I still do. You
yeah.
know,
I know you do. I know you do. Yeah. One of my fondest memories is having you read us bedtime stories. I said one of my fondest memories is that you read us bedtime stories and prayed with us before
right,
bed.
Right,
yeah,
yeah,
that always meant a lot to us. But, well, thank you for the interview. I think this concludes our interview. But congratulations, we've gone through this, and I appreciate
yeah.
your answers and your
yeah.
candor on it. And we're going to record, make this recording, make it available to other people, and. Thank you.